this morning, the lesson is entitled, A Call to Service. We are called to give all that we have and all that we are to God's service. It is a divine right as Creator and King to call. The Bible says in Psalms 100 and verse 3, Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, we have an appeal to contribute to building the temple. In verses 5 of that same book and same chapter, we have this question. Who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Which is the sentiment of New Testament teaching. Truly, we have a call to willing service. Willing means ready to act, unforced, no reluctance, no pressure, done cheerfully and of free will. God does not use constraint. He wants a willing response with affection and devotion. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver, read 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7. Willingness underlies work, influence, and liberality. The spirit of the gospel is persuasion and appeal, not compelled. The Lord appeals to the lost through His gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned, reads Mark 16 and verse 16. Jesus said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, he said, Matthew 11, 28. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable or spiritual service, Romans 12 and verse 1. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, that they were willing of themselves, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 3. Let us respond as they did. 1 Chronicles 29, 6 reads, The chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly. The will of mankind must consent to the path of service. Isaiah said, Here am I, send me. Isaiah 6 and verse 8. We need to desire to stand ready, unforced, to serve as needed. A call to service will include consecrated service. Consecrate means to set apart, to devote to God. Our need is to make this our vocation. An example can be found in Hebrews 10 and verse 9, which reads, Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. Jesus saith unto them, My need is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work, John 4 and verse 34. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. 1 Peter 4, verses 1 and 2. In all we should strive to honor God. Samuel said to the house of Israel, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve Him only, and He will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines, reads 1 Samuel 7 and verse 3. Paul said, What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, Philippians 3, verses 7 and 8. A call to consecrated service is not a call to leave secular work. As the Bible says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth, reads Ephesians 4, verse 28. Consecrate self to the Lord in all activities. As the Bible says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon, or wealth, Matthew 6 and verse 24. All secular work is to glorify him. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ, reads Colossians 3, verses 22 through 24. Thus transform, so be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, Romans 12 and verse 2. Christians should be a better employer, better employee, and a better neighbor. All that we are should be taken up with the Savior and His will for our lives and service. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 23. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain, Philippians 1 and verse 21. Consecrated service will include setting affection on things above. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth, Colossians 3 verses 1 and 2. Ability may be limited, which is true for all of us, but little able to do can be consecrated service. Therefore, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest, reads Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. What we are capable to do, we are responsible to do. Someone has said ability plus opportunity equals responsibility. We'll also note that any ability one has comes from God, according to the last part of 1 Peter 4:11. A call to service will include individual personal service. Not volunteer for someone else, but devote personal service to God. Going to heaven is a personal affair. Personal responsibility. I must shoulder mine and you must shoulder your responsibility. Personal service to the Lord is the highest call one can receive. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 21. We are called for self-surrender. Paul said, for to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, that they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, 2 Corinthians 8, verses 3 through 5. We should give ourselves freely to Him who gave Himself for us, which is the source of all real joy. 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 9 says, "The people rejoice that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord." And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Paul clarified unconditional giving of self in Galatians 2 and verse 20. He said, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me." If we do not know the joy of these people, we do not yet know true blessedness. The psalmist said, "I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart." Read Psalms 40, verse 8. We are called to instant, immediate service this day. The need is now, not next year, next month, next week, or tomorrow. There is no such thing as too early. Tomorrow may be too late. For he saith, "I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2. We are not promised tomorrow. James said, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." James 4, verses 13 and 14. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. Mark 1, verses 16 through 18. If we are older, there's no time to lose. If we are younger, now is the time to dedicate our whole life in service to the Lord. A call to service includes divine service that is unto the Lord. Not to secular activities or social civic duties, but service unto His church. Jesus said, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Matthew 16, 18. "Unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours," reads 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 2. "Salute one another with a holy kiss," that is, "make your greeting holy. The churches of Christ salute you," Romans 16 and verse 16. The call unto the Lord is by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 14. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it," that is the gospel, "is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek," or Gentile, Romans 1 and verse 16. "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men," reads Titus 2 and verse 11. "But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Esaias saith, Lord, who hath believed our report or our preaching?" Romans 10, 16. Greatness of the church shows greatness of the call. Bought with the greatest price ever paid. The Bible says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Spirit hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood, Acts 20, verse 28. Greatness of the church is where God puts salvation. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinances. For to make in himself a twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body, by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, reads Ephesians 2, verses 14 through 16. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, reads Acts 2 and verse 47. We are guided in all things by divine law. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine or teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or complete, truly furnished unto all good works, read 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. We have all sufficient resources for the work assigned. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything, 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8. Permanence surpasses time. Daniel 2:44 reads, "In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. But it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom or church, which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." Hebrews 12 and verse 28. In closing, who then will consecrate his service this day with thankfulness and privilege to receive the call? "See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, how much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven?" Hebrews 12 and verse 25. Honorable and happy service awaits, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, reads Ephesians 6:12. The God of peace, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:7. The greatest reward is after the battle of this life. Paul said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 through 8. But only on the terms of complete consecration. Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." Matthew 22 and verse 37. If you have a spiritual need, won't you come while together we stand and sing?
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace. us in sin.